step into the glow of the season with Moonlight and Magic, our very first quarterly solstice gathering, a celebration of community, intuition, and enchantment.
Join us at Mimosas on June 13th for an unforgettable evening. Explore a curated marketplace of local mystical vendors, receive guidance from gifted intuitive readers, and experience magical performances that honor the power and mystery of the solstice.
This event is proudly sponsored by Taylor Pickett Styles, Tidal Wave Healing, and Moonbees Wellness. Three magical forces dedicated to beauty, healing, and holistic well-being.
Whether you're a seasoned witch, curious seeker, enjoy local events, or simply drawn to the magic of the moment, this is your invitation to gather, connect, and celebrate the turning of the wheel. For more information on this event, please visit Waking Up the Witch at Instagram, or you can find our event on Facebook, Moonlight and Magic, a Midsummer Soiree.
See you there.
See you there. Taylor.
And I'm Amber.
And this is
Waking Up the Witch.
We're your neighborhood witches. Each week, we talk about all things witchy and connect with other humans in a storytelling format about navigating life on this floating rock. We're two curious ladies trying to understand the human experience. But while we do that, we think it's important to honor the people that lived here before us and honor the cultures and traditions that we're being inspired by.
This podcast is about waking up the witch, which means we are learning and growing every day. That being said, we are always open to feedback on how we can do better.
The views and opinions of our guests don't necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Waking Up the Witch. Now, let's go, ghouls! Like, if we live stream, I have to watch my mouth a little more.
Why?
I don't know. That's impossible. Later, I'm like, oh, should I have said that? Cut it out.
I mean, I think that's just part of being vulnerable and sharing and just being real.
Yeah,
it's there's always going to be like, oh, is that cringy? I don't know.
It's not like I'm being like homophobic or racist or something. I'm totally just like, did I have talked shit about that person?
Probably. I mean, there's only one episode in my mind and heart that I still am like, ooh, is that really bad? And
was it with your sister?
No, it was right after I got back from Colorado from my dad's ordination.
I think that's fine.
And just kind of talking shit about the Catholic Church very fluidly and openly that I'm like, it's one of those things I'm like, if my mom ever heard this, it'd probably make her really upset. And I just don't want to hurt my mom, even though I have my own feelings and opinions. And so it's really the only one that I'm like, ugh.
Well, if you ever want to take it down, it's not live streamed.
It's a great episode. It's the one that we did with Leslie Erbel for Body Code.
I think you can still cut stuff and put it back up.
Probably. I think it's fine. It's like it's our genuine like feeling. So
I say fuck the Catholic Church. It's fucking creepy.
My only qualms is like, ugh, my mom is a Scorpio and needs to like dig and find everything. And easily, if you search my name, this podcast comes up.
She already asked you about it.
Asked me about it. And I said, I don't think you'd like it. I'd prefer if you didn't listen.
She'd probably listen.
But yeah, she's a Scorpio.
she's a double Scorpio.
she probably found it, heard that episode.
Nothing you can do now.
Keep all this in. I feel like this is a great cold open, by the way. How about we just cold open now?
I like those.
This is Waking Up the Witch.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Amber.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Bitches.
It's our second official recording for season 4. 4 is a great number. It's like completion and celebration.
We got the 4 of wands.
We got the 4 of wands today.
Yep.
And wands are about passion and
doing
things, making shit happen. So It's a great card for us.
So, whoa. Hello, everybody. times are crazy. And what's funny today is we planned to record this a few weeks ago, but I was trying to not kill myself. So yeah, we had to reschedule. But also, if you ever feel like you might kill yourself and you can emergency get into an acupuncturist that you trust, highly recommend, because I left feeling so calm and peaceful and whole and just better. Like, everything, my nervous system calmed down, everything. I'm obsessed with her. She's
the best.
An icon.
We really want to record with her too.
She just lives in the old times.
Yeah, she doesn't have Wi-Fi. She doesn't even have headphones.
I'm surprised she has a smartphone.
So
her energy
is great.
Alone, before she even stabbed me with anything, was so calming and safe, and I just felt like seen and heard and whatever. It was great. So also, get help if you need it.
If you are feeling suicidal, please know that you can call or text 988 to chat with somebody.
100%
the suicide and crisis lifeline too.
Amen. But it's crazy that we didn't record it that day, and we are here today because later in our next episode, we're interviewing a super cool astrologer for everyone to meet.
Let's just keep it a surprise. Let's not tell them.
Yeah, that's all you get for now.
I mean, and if you know, you know. If you like Bravo or reality TV and astrology, you might know her from social media.
Pretty cool.
Check back next week.
But it's also cool because now we're in like the thick of everything, like we're astrologically.
We're in some thick, but we're also like
the very, very beginning.
Well, we're okay. So it's April 8th when we're recording this, which this will come out several weeks later. So we'll be in much more fresh air by the time you actually hear this. But March, historically by all astrologers, is going to be like one of the worst months of 2025 because there's just so much big wild astrology happening that it's just not comfortable. And so if you are listening to this and you're like, yeah man, March was kind of fucked up for me, all the shit happened, there was a lot of astrology supporting all that shit happening. So we're in the thick of like a lot of what we're going to talk about today because there's still like big transitions and things happening throughout the rest of the year. But March was one that every astrologer I've heard, listen to, you know, watch, they're like, oh, can we just get to April?
That being said, a lot of the big transitions that we're going through are just the beginning. They last like 18 years.
Yeah, there are lots of big outer planets transitioning into new signs this year. Mm-hmm. So lots of big shifts. And so that's kind of what we want to talk about today on this episode.
But as of yesterday, we're out of Mercury retrograde. Yes. So bye, bitch.
Which happens every like 3 months. But it creates a lot of complications, and especially when there's a lot of other fucking crazy shit happening in astrology. We just had two eclipses, wrapping up a nodal shift in those eclipses. We had Venus retrograde. Neptune just went into Aries, right? I think Aries. We'll talk about it. But yes, lots of wild shit
enters in April. Yeah. So obviously, in Waking Up the Witch fashion, we are gonna try to explain this in a way that's not just wordsy and overwhelming to someone that doesn't understand astrology. We're gonna break it down, like, what does Aries mean? What does Neptune mean? Why is that kooky? And then, like, how long does this last? And what happened last time in at least America, but kind of the world, the last time that these transits were happening. So we're just going to try to break it down as like simplified and digestible as possible. I know when people start talking about signs and planets, sometimes my eyes glaze over and I just like
roll away.
Yeah, we're not pro astrologers. We're just very fascinated by the stars and the energy that we so very much feel in our collective.
So if you are a pro astrologer, don't judge us, because maybe we don't know what we're talking about. We're just kind of...
Yeah, we did. We had a homework day, and you know, we're going to do our best. So hopefully you enjoy this, and it can just kind of give you some like a breath of fresh air and some ease. Like for me, the transits are so fascinating to me, because like when life feels so chaotic, I can be like, oh yeah, like this shit was going on in the stars. And like I ranted about last time, like the moon is scientifically affecting us humans, and so why would the other stars and planets not also affect us? Like it feels very science. Maybe there's probably even science where that is supporting that too, but we are very, very much beings of this universe and on our little floating rock, and very much affected by the energy in these transits. And so when I can like discover like, oh, we're in this eclipse portal, and eclipses are known for like closing a door and opening another, which usually comes with some big life transitions that aren't always comfortable, then I can be like, okay, I can breathe, because I know over the next month or so, shit might feel a little chaotic, and just surrender.
We're all in it together. We're all in it together. We're going through this together.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. You know what that is?
No.
High School Musical.
Oh. No, I was a little too cool at that point. Probably.
You're 10 years older than
Zac Efron's in that. That's what he's famous for, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Well, if you're not.
We have the same birthday. Ancient, me and Zac Efron. You might know that. I will be 40 this year.
Yeah.
My husband turns 40 in a week. That's so crazy.
Is he going to be gone?
He's going to be gone during his birthday. It sucks. My husband just left today to go work in Illinois for 2 weeks. And unfortunately, just lined up during his 40th birthday, which is like an iconic birthday. It sucks to miss it and be away from everyone that you love. But
everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And maybe Mark needs to dive into himself for this
birthday.
Yeah, he's closing
out a decade. And he's like grown and healed and worked on himself so much. So I think, there's still a lot of soul searching that he's doing, but he's like straight up having like, I think he's like half joking, but also half seriously freaking out about turning 40, and people keep calling him old. Like he had a client the other night who was like 80 or 75 or something. And, he was like, I'm really happy to see older people and solar. And Mark was like, thank you, sir. He's been like talking a lot about his grays lately and how he just looks old, and his boss like said something about his age, and he's just, it's coming at him hard, and he's just noticing it so hard right now. I'm like, really? Like you're gonna get to 40 and it's gonna be great? Like it's you're gonna be the same person.
Yes.
But like continue to grow.
I don't know if I'm old too, but I feel like he looks normal. I don't know.
Yeah. He totally looks
so
normal.
Many people turning 40 this year. You are Mark. Mm-hmm. Debbie turned 40 Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. 85 birthdays.
Yep. Okay. Anyway. So the flow of this, do we want to jump into the dirty nitty gritty and then talk about how it has affected us?
Yeah, that would probably. Well, because I guess like a lot of this is going to be future. Transits,
because there's a lot going a lot on in our lives that we want to talk about, just to kind of use this as our personal diary like we always do.
Maybe let's talk about it now, and just kind of like this past month that we've had, like that was, like I said, March was known to be one of the hardest months to get through in 2025, and here we are, we made it. It's April, and a lot of shit happened in March, so you know, maybe we can kind of, I'm happy to talk a little bit more about what I know about the March astrology, like briefly, and then we can talk about how that showed up, and then just get into, because what we're doing is we're talking more about today, not all the transits, but the big planets that are shifting, and there's a lot of them.
Okay.
And that's what we're mostly focusing on. So not necessarily like what has just occurred in small transit land.
Well, what's going on with you then?
Oh, What's going on with me? So I had mentioned last time that we like had a temporary roommate. She just moved out literally on the last eclipse. And eclipses happen every 6 months. And there's usually two back to back under a new moon and under a full moon, not necessarily in that order. And like I was saying, eclipses are known for closing chapters and like presenting you with new ones. And she moved away to Minnesota on the very last eclipse in this portal during the spring eclipse here in 2025. So that was kind of just interesting. Like I'll like plan stuff in my life all the time, and I don't ever really fully consider like the astrology when I'm making plans. And then I'll arrive at the moment and be like, oh, hilarious that past me like chose this date and just how fucking aligned it actually is. So it's just kind of interesting to then like reflect once we get through it of how life just really lines up. So yeah, so now we got our home back, and that also is kind of interesting because we're in Venus retrograde, and that is finishing up soon. But Venus is like about love and relationships, and retrograde, like that's a lot of like internal stuff. And so like getting my home back to like be able to be like, okay, I'm like, it's me and my husband again, and that feels good. Like I was having so much anxiety about moving her in, and it's not her, it's just that like we've always had fucking roommates, and we've been together for almost 12 years, and of that 12 years there's like
10
who that we've had just us, maybe three, like maybe. Yeah. And so it was just kind of like, and but at the same time, like we both needed each other so bad, because this past year has been really challenging financially for us, and Mark trying to like figure out his job, and like, you know, I'm still building a business from the ground, like, so I'm not profiting in a way that's supportive to like my whole life and family. And so at the same time, like as hard as it was to be like, okay, we got to move someone in, it was like, okay, well, we're helping her out, and then she's paying us monthly rent, so that's giving us a little bit of a financial buffer too.
And now that she's moved out, Mark's getting all these deals. Yeah, so it's like crazy timing.
And like I just had this feeling like I know once we get there, like it's going to be perfect timing. And like just to talk about the financial support buffer, like also in this time with my husband's job changing and the company that he's working for now, he started with at the very beginning of November, and they needed a place to rent for an office space. So I have this room in the back of my business that they've been renting since November, and literally have used it like twice. And so it's like also given us this extra financial buffer and support through this like deep uncertainty of like where our money is going to come from and how Amazing. We're going to pay the bills. And so it's just kind of, yeah, it feels like magic to just have both of those things. And honestly, like our roommate was probably one of the best that we've ever had. Like everyone has funny quirks and how they live and stuff, but she just was like in her little crab cave in her bedroom all the time, giggling on the phone with her boyfriend that she just moved in with. And like, it was so easy. But so I'm really grateful for that and super excited for her and her new journey. So yeah, so that happened. My husband's going off to, he's got this opportunity to go sell some solar in another state, and like that was really beneficial to us and kind of what moved us to Medford, to Oregon. We're definitely not considering moving for this thing, but it is nice that there's opportunity for him to go out, and
it's fine to travel for work.
And they're totally reimbursing him for everything, which is like in his job not really a thing. Like they don't usually reimburse you to go do that because he's technically a contractor.
Interesting.
So that's pretty cool that it's like, okay, it's kind of this no risk sort of situation. What else has been going on? Moonbee's just had its 2-year birthday. That's pretty cool. Feeling really grateful for that. I've been just stepping more deeply into like teaching people magic and witchcraft and psychic development, and the community is like totally building itself, standing on itself. And now I'm like this. It's interesting through all of this chaotic energy and all of the wildness of the stars, I've never been more motivated in my business, honestly, where I'm like, I have all these ideas. I want to keep creating. Like, I can't work enough and it feels good. Like, I'm genuinely so exhausted and really excited to have some alone time while my husband's gone, because I don't get much alone time at work. And then I go home and I don't get much alone time there. And so as much as I love my husband, I'm going to miss him. I already miss him. And he just left this morning. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna sit on the couch and watch Bravo all night and uninterrupted without any scoffs, and that's gonna be great.
Oh my god, New York.
I know, maybe I'll finish it in the next 2 weeks, who knows.
You can do it.
I think I'm on season 4.
Wait, do you love it yet?
It's getting there. It's still like, I mean, I'm like not turning, I'm behind on Beverly Hills now, but I'm like really behind on just
Beverly
watching.
Beverly Hills is not interesting this season.
But it's like, yeah. Anyways. I really fucking miss Vanderpump Rules and I'm interested to see what comes of that. But yeah, I just, this whole year, I'm like, there's like this fire underneath me in my business and like so much that I want to do and so many ideas. And like, I'm feeling more comfortable in where I'm at in my business. And I'm like ready to stretch myself and do new cool
things. Being an entrepreneur. It's not for everyone, but it's so fun and inspiring.
It's so fun and rewarding.
Creative.
It's nonstop work. You never stop working. Really?
I don't want to.
No, I love it. It's like the best job. It's the best job.
I like it. So you're inspiring to me and a lot of people. And I think that, I don't know. It's fine. If you enjoy what you're doing, then it's good work.
Yeah, it's great work. And I am... Yeah, I'm just like, what can I create that's like living online forever? Like, that's where I'm at now, where same. I can start to put that energy into my business. And that feels really amazing because the past 2 years have really been about like setting the landscape and building the community. And still every single day, there's new people.
What's
that come
10 years going to be?
Yeah, it's like okay. So this is really exciting. I mean, just for my like, business brain and what I'm doing. Mark and I, since he was leaving, we got to go to the coast this past weekend. And we spent 3 nights in Newport, Oregon is so cool,
pretty.
So fun. We had a really great place. They didn't have pet fees, so we decided to stay 3 nights. We were only going to stay 2. But it's like, well, we're saving money on pet fees. We might as well just stay another night. I, of course, like anytime I go anywhere, I want to find like the other metaphysical witchy stores and go visit them. One, because I love to visit those kinds of stores, but it's also like inspiring for my own business. And I found one, it was called Bohemian Candle Company. And it's very like practical magic, Stevie
cute.
Nicks, boho, witchy style. They make all like a lot of their candles are made in-house and their incense and body sprays. They were really cute. And it's just like the way they have, oh my God, I'm just like drooling over the things that they have for displays, like lots of cool antique-y vibes that they've like transitioned into these great displays, which is
that.
So my vibe.
Well, a lot of places you go are not, it's just like a sterile, weird, like room that just has
so
like witchy stuff in it. And it's like yours is really the one of the only places I've been to that's like full of life.
Yeah, totally. And that, and I love that. It's like such my vibe. And so seeing them like, and I mean, it's like on a whole nother level that I'm like, oh, I aspire to that. Yeah. And everything was just so full and beautifully merchandised. And the woman working there was really amazing. They had this whole like spot, like it created this optical illusion, but there was like this whole circle cut into the back wall and then painted really pretty that it looked like it was a mirror, but you were totally seeing stuff that like wasn't there. And it's like a whole nother room, like a little window into the room.
Cool.
And but it's like, it's not even a window. It's like totally wide open. And they called it like the moon wall or something. It was like, oh, I just love this place so much. I felt so inspired. And then the lady at our hotel was like, oh, there's another cool store down over there by the bay that you might like. It's, she's like, I don't know if I want to really call it goth, but like, she was just kind of trying to explain it, but also I don't think she knew her audience and was like trying to be careful. And I was like, oh, it kind of sounds like an oddities shop. And she's like, yeah, kind of, but also like some other stuff. And she's like, just check it out. It's called Femme Fatale. And I'm like, cool, I'm there.
I love the name.
And so we go there and I'm like looking and I'm like, oh, there's like kind of a similar vibe, but aesthetically it's so different. This is like red and black and like Scorpio, Aries, dark goddess with like really cool, weird fucking oddities, like taxidermy things and like what is it called, mortuary things and like a whole herbal shelf and like just real like dark vampire-y.
I want to go.
It was so cool. And then I'm like looking around and I'm like, oh, these candles kind of look like from the other shop, but like with a different name and like different coloring. And the lady was like, yeah, we make our own candles in house and incense and body sprays. And I was like, I wonder if it's the same owner. And as I'm like going around, I end up at the end talking to the lady at the front. I'm like, do you know if like the owner does wholesale at all? Like it would be really cool to, I'm always looking for local stuff. And she's like, yeah, here's her name's this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, it's the same owner of the Bohemian Candle Company. She's like, yeah, definitely. Like she's probably a Gemini with like some Libra placements. And it was just, oh my God, it was such a vibe and so full. And I'm like, there's like so much room for growth here in my shop. Like I was so inspired. And they had at both stores like a little corner or like sectioned off area for the readers where it was like this really cool little vibe that was created where I'm like, okay, now I know how to make this work over in my other space, which I've been trying to figure out. And so I'm like, okay, I'm excited. Got to find my new table. Got to find my new chairs. Going to create a little vibey corner. It's going to be so cute.
Great. I imagine it being like a booth almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Like you could put curtains around the like seated area. So it's like almost like fortune tellery.
Yeah, like, that's booth. How both of them were. Like at the Bohemian spot, they had a henna artist that was pretty much always there. And it was like, it's same kind of vibe that I have where it's like cute old, like, previously owned table with like some real cool Victorian chairs. Love. And then like it was roped off. So like can't go over there, but not necessarily like curtained off. Mm-hmm. And then like, it was decorated like too, but it like at the Bohemian one, it was like literally in the middle of the wall, like up against the wall, but like in the middle. And then at the other one, it was like in a back corner. And yeah, it just was like such a vibe where I'm like, okay, I can't wait to get back to work and I'm on vacation. And it's like, that is the best feeling. Also, we haven't been on vacation in fucking forever. I know I complained a lot last year or the year before about traveling so much and like, fuck. I'm like, okay, I got to find the middle ground.
Balance.
I can't not take vacation also. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, it was so nice to just get away and just like having Mark take a break. It creates such a shift like for him and in our relationship and everything. Like he just gets to play and like see, like he's an Aries. He's like a grown man boy. In a lot of ways. And to see him just like get to play and like feel like receive that break. We went to Ripley's, believe it or not. And he just was such a child and like so excited. Like even in the gift shop, he was like, I need to get a Swiss Army knife with my name on it. And like, cute. Oh, they made this just for me. And like, you know, he just totally turns into this little boy Aries. And it's just, it's so lovely where I'm like, oh yeah. Like there's this person who's not so serious and stressed out all the time. And like he just deserves it so much because he works so hard and has. And so like getting to have that balance was really nice too. And yeah, so that's pretty much all my updates. But it's like, okay,
I feel like good those two shops. It's like, I think I'm this like dark, mysterious person. And then I look at my closet and it's like rainbow and everything I buy is like colorful. And I want to be this like hot goth goddess, but then I'm like, your hair needs to be pink.
And can be both though.
Well, I just don't shop that way. I literally am like, ooh, sparkly. Cool. And then I'm like, I don't know why people think they can talk to me. Like, do I look friendly? And it's like, you have a smiley face tattooed on your neck. Like, your backpack has smiley faces and butterflies on it. Like, I think you look friendly.
So funny.
We'll jump into my March and how everything has felt heavy but faded. Like, it's all meant for me. So I probably talked about it on here, but it was very fresh. Like, I stopped breastfeeding and that was a big deal. And I don't think I was ready for or understood, like, the intensity of the intensity of, like, the drop in hormones, and then mixed with, like, you create a lot of dopamine and oxytocin whenever you're breastfeeding, and then to, like, have that pulled out from me, and being somebody, like, that has ADHD, I already struggle with, like, dopamine hits and, like, serotonin and stuff like that. So it was pretty intense. And then I, like, told my doctor I wanted to go back on the anxiety medication I was on before I stopped breastfeeding. And that created a fucking shitstorm. It was horrible. It was like, I still had anxiety, but then I had insomnia and I was sick. And, like, my husband and my daughter and I just passed around this illness for, like, a whole month. Like, Kurt's shitting his brains out and throwing up. I'm, like, can barely go to work. And I am the sole provider of our family. And everything was just, like, it was just a fucking storm of madness. And then came, like, the day that I was just, like, I can't handle this anymore. I'm just, like, not okay. I need to tell people I'm not okay instead of just, like, acting like everything's fine. And I'm like a little sad, and I think everybody thinks I'm so tough, so nobody, like, people aren't really, like, soft with me because I do have like a tough outer exterior, and so I think that they don't think I need as much, but, like, I'm a baby.
Yeah,
hold me.
Big three are all water signs.
Like, it's some of it's a front. Like, it really is. Let's be fucking real. But, like, it's how I survive. I'm not going to walk around and just be, like, a goo all the time. Yeah. Like, that's, I got shit to do. Totally. And, like, I am a tough bitch. But also, like, I need a little softness. And, yeah, acupuncture saved me. She gave me some herbs, which I stopped taking just because I got busy. But it's also weird because she was like, well, mucus and insomnia and depression are all linked. And I'm like, well, that's fucking weird. Like,
she's
our
so
bodies
smart.
Are so weird. And then towards the end of the month, we got invited to an event through InnerSense called the Founder Summit. And it is way more exclusive than I realized when I got there. It was a very, very small group of people. And I was amongst my icons. I made sure everyone knew who I was, whether it was, like, a good impression or a bad one. I'm, like, going up to everyone and be like, love your content, love your stuff, so excited to be here. And I was talking to one of the other girls and I was like, I just want to be an educator so I can be a part of, like, the cool girls club. She was like, you're here. Not all educators get invited to this.
Aww.
Like, you got invited. And I was like,
hey. Hell yeah.
Yes. And I just, yeah, it was crazy to be amongst all of these people in my industry that are the best in my eyes, that are the best at what they do. And then them telling me, like, just because you don't have an Instagram following doesn't mean you're not as good at what you do. Then, like, that's bad grammar, but you're just as good as everyone else here. Like, maybe social media is just not your thing. You're more focused on your clients, but, like, you're just as good as a hairstylist as everyone else here. Totally. And that, I mean, we had, like, motivational talks and I'm just like, every time they're like saying you're worthy, I'm just like bawling my eyes out because it's like, I don't feel that a lot. Because I think I am hard on myself, but it's like every time I reach a goal, I raise the bar and then I'm like, well, I'm not good enough because I'm not here. But it's like, I just keep making the bar higher.
Yeah.
So I got to like, I still want to do that, but I need to be more proud of myself sometimes, I think, and like take it all.
We got to reflect on like how far we've come and all the places this is crazy. We've gone. And it's so to hard because we're just like constantly moving forward. Like literally having my 2-year anniversary here and looking at photos from, I'm like, that was so big to me. Like it felt so big and it felt so full. And like where I am now and like seeing those other stores where now my bar is higher, but I'm like, it's really helpful to reflect and be like, oh no, I've earned this
and done so
and
much
I've done
in
so
between.
Much to get here and I am actually amazing at what I do.
I just was like so proud of myself and like feeling so inspired, and in the midst of it I got a text from the owner of the salon that I was working at that was like, just so you know, this is a salon thing, and I just think you need to humble yourself and realize you're only there because I placed orders for you.
What the fuck?
Okay, cool, but I sold those orders, and you could have come. Like, the salon got the invitation and ticket, and you could be here. So I don't know if this is, like, a weird, like... Now you're upset and jealous because all day long I was gassing her up being like, I'm so grateful I'm here. Like if I would have never messaged you on Instagram that day, like, you know, the stars aligned. Like I'm so grateful. I said it so many times. And then when
that salon's only carrying InnerSense,
I brought it in. Yeah. Too. I told her when I started there, I was like, hey, can I carry this or can you? Because I can't do my job without it. And she was like, yeah, no problem. And then she wants to be like, well, I used my own money to like invest in it. And I'm like, cool, you didn't have to do that. No. If it's a prop, like, I'm not taking favors from people if they're going to hold shit over my head. No way. No. So she told me I should humble myself. And then the next day I woke up with, I didn't respond because I was like, maybe I'm just going to wait. Maybe she didn't mean that. That's a crazy thing to say. Whatever. And then I responded the next day and I said, that's a crazy thing to say. Are you mad? Like, what's going on? I'm so confused. Like, I've told you so many times how grateful I am. And she was like, well, I just overheard you talking to your clients about how InnerSense gifted this to you. But like, I did. And I'm like, first of all, like, why are you listening to my conversations with my clients? Second of all, like, I didn't know you needed this validation through my client. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm here on your behalf. I'm wearing a lanyard that has your salon name on it. Of course, when people ask where I work, I'm saying your salon. Like,
you're posting on social media.
Posting on social media,
salon.
Tagging the salon. Yeah. Like, I was trying to represent and support. And I was like so confused where all this was coming from. I still feel very like blindsided and confused about all of this. And all of my responses, I think were professional and kind. I just kept being like, I'm not really sure where this is coming from. I'm feeling like really confused and blindsided. Everything I'm saying to you right now is what I was saying to her. So then she was like, well, hopefully we can talk about this later. And I was like, I don't have anything else to say right now. And I did say that too, but I'm just blunt because I'm like, this is how I feel. If you're going to talk about your feelings, my feeling is this is fucking weird and out of nowhere. And
especially while you're like in the middle of it and like expressing your gratitude to her directly about it.
So I get back on like Wednesday, I go to work on Thursday, and then by Friday morning I'm like, can we talk today? I'm still feeling really sad about what has happened. And she was like, yeah, I've been crying every day, like, let's talk after your shift. And so we go outside and she's like, I'm gonna be real with you, I was gonna tell you to pack your stuff today. And I was like, whoa, that's also
that's even more blindsiding than the message.
I had no idea. Okay, that where did it go from you begging me to not leave you and like, yeah, I don't know, just gassing me up. I don't know. It's weird. And I was like, oh, that's okay. And then I was like, I just want to start by saying, like, yeah, like I had the lanyard on with your name on it, and I was telling everyone there that, like, where Ms. I was from.
Literally her name.
Yeah, like I was really trying to represent. I didn't know that you needed me to tell my clients that, but okay. And then I told her, I might get emotional this part, but I was like, honestly, when you told me to humble myself, that was really fucking triggering because I already didn't feel worthy enough to be there amongst these people.
Yeah.
And I don't need you to humble me. And she was like, well, where does that come from? Is it just your job? And I'm like, no, I look in the fucking mirror every day. I don't recognize the body that I'm mm-hmm. in. I hate myself on so many levels. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't need you to fucking humble me. I can do that myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like a good enough mom. I don't feel like a good enough business owner. Like, I don't need you to tell me to get humble.
No.
Like, that's the last thing I need anyone to tell me. And she's like, well, you don't show that to people. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
You don't owe walk that around to
sad?
Either.
Like, my confidence and the way I portray myself is all I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm going to walk around confident because I hope that someday it will leach into real self-worth.
Totally.
And I'm working on that. But go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, actually.
Well, and that's also contradicting to the you being over-emotional.
And then she told me that my emotions were too big for the salon and that... And I was like... And she was like, well, I don't need you to come in smiling every day. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to. That's a weird thing to say, too. Yeah. I'm so confused by that. And I don't even really remember how the conversation ended. Like, she was like, do you want to be here? Is this your forever salon? And I was like, it's not.
No.
And that's true. And I have been wanting to leave. I just was hoping it would be kind of like on my terms. And I had the interview meeting already set up with this other salon. I did it the day before.
So wild.
I messaged Lovely on Thursday and then got fired on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. And so I think at the end she was just kind of like, can you control your emotions? And I was like, no, but I can pack my stuff. And then I did. And I told her, I was like, the way that I build relationships with my clients is through vulnerability and like being real. Like, I want them to be emotional with me, and I will always give them the same. Like, I'm trying to create deep connections. I'm not trying to just pay my bills and do some hair. Like, I want to know these people and I want to know what they're feeling and how they're doing. And they mean so much to me. Mm-hmm. They're not just like clients. They're like, I have one client that I can think of right now that like bothers me. Everyone else I like deeply, truly care for.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that bothers me, I did her hair. She came in and I was like, huh, I think I've done your hair before. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay. And then we're checking out at the end and I'm like, I fucking remember you, bitch. I probably fired you. Now you're and it was like 6 years ago and you're trying to pretend like you're trying to pretend like I didn't. And now you're already complaining about your hair. Like, we're not doing this again. I have text messages to prove it. Cause when I texted her, it said like 2021 and I was like,
It also says something about how you are literally the one and only Taylor Pickett Styles.
I wasn't like doing curly hair then either.
Like, people need and love you and your abilities.
Thank too. You. So that ended in like a weird way. But as I was leaving, I told her, I was like, honestly, I've thought about it a lot. Like, if and when I did leave, I wanted to like buy you a bouquet of flowers and write you a thank you letter and tell you how much I appreciate you being there for me during the most vulnerable time in my life, like being pregnant and having a baby and being postpartum. Like, And so I thought we left on okay terms. And then she started posting crazy shit on Instagram in her stories. And I'm like, okay, she's having a crisis. Mm-hmm. And now I just mostly feel bad for her because I'm like, she is going through something.
Yeah.
And it's not my problem or my business. Mm-hmm. And I hope that she heals and find some peace, but like I don't have time for that either. And so what I was, so then that happened on Friday night I had to like text every single one of my clients, get all of their phone number. I'm like manually entering like 200 names because she told me by 5 p.m. on Sunday she was revoking my access to the booking page. So now I'm like, I've never been put in that position before. I've always had everything on my own booking site. So mm-hmm. if I moved my business over, I just took everybody with me.
Dang.
Lesson learned. and so I'm like manually entering all this, texting every single person, be like, I've unexpectedly parted ways with this salon. I will keep you updated. I'm going to keep your appointment on the books. And if... when I have an answer, I'll let you know. And then all day Saturday, I had to download a new booking site, put all of my services into it, and then manually enter those same 200 people into their pre-existing appointments that they had on the other book. I'm sure I've missed some or put in a wrong phone number, but I did my best and they're all there. And that, my neck fucking
That's
hurt.
So I was crazy.
So exhausted. And then Sunday at noon, I met with the owner at Lovely Salon in Ashland. And it's a part of the Ashland Wellness Collective, which is like Fit and Flow and Soma. And there's a little like skincare place in there.
So fucking cool.
Yeah, I've sent you stuff for Soma. We could do like meditations and sound baths and saunas and cold plunges, like all of these things. It's just a fucking dream.
So
I pulled up and there's like a little patio outside and a juice bar with like a coffee bar, like truck that sits out there. And you walk in and the aesthetic is pristine and fun and playful and funky and creative. And what I was telling her during my interview meeting was like, I need a place to be an artist. And I feel like I was in a place where everyone was just showing up to a job to pay a check or to get a paycheck. And I was like, I need a space where I can feel like free and creative and like alive and like to be myself. And she was like, I want you to do that here.
I love basically. That. You need that. I mean, that was the whole point in you wanting to like have your own space. When you were transitioning to that, so that you could have that freedom and you could create that like healing space.
Well, I felt like I had that at the for a long time until she kind of went, like, till things changed. Okay. But I feel like I had that at the space I was at before until things went sideways. And then I was like, oh, gotta do my own thing. But also, after doing my own thing, like, I think. Everyone looks at me and they think that I want to be like in a suite so that I can just like do my own thing freely. But like I thrive in community and I want to work with a bunch of like bad bitches that are also motivated and creative and excited and expressive and like have big personalities. Like I want that. I want to be a part of a team. I just haven't found my tribe. I mean, like I had a good team again before, but I haven't found that since I left that salon that I first started at when I worked here. So I'm
when you were there for a long time too.
Yeah, that was a really long time for me. And I want that again. Like, and if I don't have to open up my own salon to have that, like I kind of don't think that I want to because like I don't know if I want extra responsibility. Yeah. I can still have my own business but not have to like have the four walls to be my own. And she's been so supportive and so wonderful and lovely. and I feel so safe right now, even though I literally don't even know her or anything about it. Like, I just feel safe and seen and like I'm not nervous. I'm a little nervous because I feel like
new girl,
now I'm going to be around like cute girls and I have to actually like dress cute, which is good too.
You're really good at that. You have great style.
Thanks. Everyone told me that the whole weekend at Summit.
I mean, yeah,
I brought my best.
Amazing style. So fun and so you.
So that's like where we are landed at right now. Like literally today's Tuesday. I found out on Sunday that I'd be a part of the yeah. team.
And literally the video you posted, I'm like, holy fuck, this is your salon, like where you belong.
Yeah.
Like it is such your vibe. And so cool that it's like a part of this like wellness collective where you really get to like integrate a lot of the other things that like as long as I've known you that you've been really interested in incorporating in your services. So
it feels really, really meant to be. All my clients are super excited. And I think that they also felt like, oh, we'll come see you here, but this isn't really our vibe either.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to, like, be able to pull cards there and hopefully incorporate Reiki into, like, an add-on service. And maybe you can help me figure out how I could do stuff like that and, like, pricing. And I'm also, we're moving to Ashland. So it's going to be 5 minutes from my house. And I'm never leaving Ashland, just so you know. Sorry.
We were recording. You got the message.
So I'm being drawn to Ashland in all ways. I'm not going to leave my bubble.
No, and you have a really great landlord at your upcoming home that I don't think you'll have a reason to leave.
Also, manifesting that this makes money and we can rent the downstairs and turn it into a fucking studio.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that would be so fun.
So we just got to get the ball rolling on that.
We just got to create that stuff that lives online that builds money.
Yeah.
And so connection.
That being said, definitely being like kicked in the ass to get out of anywhere that's like not serving me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like feeling so pulled, but like safe. And also like I'm in my water. I'm flowing. I'm just going with the flow and whatever is supposed to happen to me, I'm just going to like give in. Like I'm here for it.
It's all going to be so amazing. And like, it's
that. Yeah.
Everything that you just went through is so like eclipse energy.
Transformative.
Yeah. It's like, so, you know, if you're listening and you're like, man, yeah, I went through some like, you know, different but similar like rug pulled out from underneath you kind of energy, that is what eclipses are known for.
Yeah. It's crazy because like I wanted to do these things, but I was trying to be like safe and like figure out a plan, and then the universe was like, nah, bitch,
you've been too safe for too long.
Yeah. Get out. And it's like, I don't want to give the owner of that salon any more credit than she deserves because she's been a fucking asshole to me since this ended, but she truly was like so there for me when I needed it, and like was a place where I could just go to work, turn off my brain, make money, and go home and be a mom.
Yeah.
That's and what you so needed it was that exactly time. What I needed, and I am grateful for that. Like even though she's being an asshole, like you can't take away my like gratitude for that moment. But also, she only knew me pregnant and postpartum, so maybe she doesn't even really know me. Now I'm not breastfeeding, and I am myself a little bit more again. Yeah. And she's like, whoa, that's too much. Because I was like I don't know if docile is the right word, but just like a much more like slowed down version of myself.
You're just doing what you need to do each day.
Going through the motions.
Yeah. Not in your like full on creative Capricorn North Node like badass
paintbrush singing. Yeah, I'm here.
And that's how I know you.
Yes.
Yeah. And how most people know you, I think.
And so I can't take that as like an insult, I guess. Like she never even really knew me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Totally. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Literally, you were like 7 months pregnant when you moved into that salon.
August. Yep.
Yeah. That makes
stankin'
sense.
Stanking and sweating, yeah, and crying and sleeping. And
yeah. You were literally going through the motions, yeah, even up until more recently, just still 100%. Like figuring life out.
So stick with us for all the astrology we're going to go through. And at the very end, we will pull a card again like we usually do. And then I've written out some affirmations that I think can help us just really settle into the energy that's happening right now, and just to bring some like peace and, yeah, comfort during these like kind of crazy times.
I love that. That'll be great. Step into the glow of the season with Moonlight and Magic, our very first quarterly solstice gathering, a celebration of community, intuition, and enchantment.
Join us at Mimosa's on June 13th for an unforgettable evening. Explore a curated marketplace of local mystical vendors, receive guidance from gifted intuitive readers, and experience magical performances that honor the power and mystery of the solstice.
This event is proudly sponsored by Taylor Pickett Styles, Tidal Wave Healing, and Moonbees Wellness. Three magical forces dedicated to beauty, healing, and holistic well-being.
Whether you're a seasoned witch, curious seeker, enjoy local events, or simply drawn to the magic of the moment, this is your invitation to gather, connect, and celebrate the turning of the wheel. For more information on this event, please visit Waking Up the Witch at Instagram, or you can find our event on Facebook, Moonlight and Magic, a Midsummer Soiree.
See you there.
See you there. Okay, so we just wanted to kind of, I know we're partially into 2025, but we wanted to talk about all of the big things to expect, all the big transits and everything going on. And I wrote a cute little list of what each sign can expect to kind of go through this year. And I'll start with Aries and work my way through the circle.
I think too, with stuff like that, like when you're looking at your horoscopes and stuff, like growing up, we always thought our sun sign was everything. And something that I've learned too is like, this could also be your sun, moon, or rising. And when we're looking to horoscopes, it's actually more aligned to look at your rising sign, if you know that. So yeah, so just keeping that in mind too, she's reading this list, like your sun, moon, and rising, you may feel connected to all of these.
And if you're new here, to find that information, you can go to, Google, like your
birth chart,
mm-hmm, and then you'll just need the day, time, and location that you were born, and then it'll all pull up. And when it's your rising sign, it usually says ascendant.
Yeah, that's also another way. Astro.com, it's a little confusing for newbies, but it's a great place for like a full chart.
And then astrology.
Cafe Astrology is really good. And then we love Sanctuary app too. It's such a great starter tool.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start off with Aries. This says the year of transition, reshape identity. Taurus can expect financial growth and career advancement. I'll tell that to my baby. Bold Gemini can expect bold leaps and embracing change. Cancer is growing clarity and confidence. I'll take that. Leo, leadership roles and new opportunity. Virgo, breaking out of your comfort zone.
Ooh, that's my rising.
Yeah. Libra, recalibration year.
Yes, mm-hmm, please.
Scorpio, year to rise.
Yes.
That was my
Phoenix rising.
Yeah, my Phoenix. Sagittarius, shocker, but adventurous spirit ignited.
Yes, I don't think they need that. If you're a Sagittarius and not being adventurous, either worldly or informationally, you're not living to your fullest potential.
Capricorn, career foundation building. Aquarius, year to rebrand. And Pisces, year to launch big plans.
Fun.
I love all of that.
All of yours are totally on brand for you. Mine feel pretty good too.
Cool.
Especially now that we're like in April and starting to
settle in,
be able to breathe, and we got the spring energy.
Oh, spring.
Oh, thank God. The sun's back and the flowers. So as we talk about all these like major planetary transits, I'm going to take us back to November of 2024 of last year, because that's really 2024 really was like the beginning of all of these bigger major outer planet. And these are all known as like kind of generational planets too. So it creates big, big shifts and change. So I'm talking about Pluto in Aquarius. We started off 2024, Pluto entering Aquarius for the first time in our lifetimes, and doing its retrograde between Aquarius and Capricorn, going back and forth. And that was a lot of 2024. And Pluto officially entered Aquarius, going straight forward. We'll never see it in Capricorn again in our lifetime, on November 19th. And Pluto will be in this position for 19 years. That is fucking wild.
My whole child's childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Yeah,
till she's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes you think, like, what was in, what transit was like your whole childhood?
Yeah, so, you can find that in your birth chart if you look to see where Pluto is in your birth chart, if you're curious. Mine is in Scorpio.
I think mine is, too.
Yeah, that would make sense because we're, like, within the same generation, technically. Right. Mm-hmm. So it just depends at what degree. But Pluto represents, it's the planet of transformation, rebirth, and hidden truths. This planet is also associated with Scorpio, so it's like its home place in astrology.
Excuse me, Kurt.
And Aquarius, this is the 11th sign in astrology, and it represents independence. They're very intellectual, very like worldly, collective, humanitarian, like big picture people energy. They're very progressive and unique. They're known to be the weirdos of the zodiac. We love the weirdos.
They're weird.
So last time that Pluto was in Aquarius was in 1778 through 1798. That is fucking crazy. And at that time, when we look back in history, that was the American and French Revolution. It was the rise of the Industrial Revolution. And we realized, too, in our research, like looking at the Industrial Revolution, there was, I believe, three different Industrial Revolutions. Mm-hmm. And so for this one in particular, we were revolutionizing our agriculture and textiles, mining and glass. It was also the Age of Enlightenment, the Italian Revolution. And then I thought was so fun. The invention of the hot air balloon, parachutes, the sewing machine, and the smallpox vaccine.
Pretty crazy.
All occurred under last time Pluto was in Aquarius. Pluto was in Aquarius. So as we go along, you'll probably start to kind of see like these themes. Like we're transforming energy with Pluto. We're shifting. It is literally Phoenix rising. It's death and rebirth. It's burning down the old ways that are no longer working so that we can create anew. And something too that's like really being noted for this time, Pluto and Aquarius, is obviously like AI. It's going to be very revolutionary for us when it comes to our computers and
technology.
Totally. And I wrote what we can expect. Generate new government structures, please, goddess, please. Groundbreaking technology and in medicine, social innovations that can change the course of history. So
checks out.
Fuck yeah, I'm here for Pluto and Aquarius. It could be a little
messy.
Messy, of course.
Same with what I'm about to talk about.
Yeah, but like the reason why we want to look at this is like, okay, well, we can see how these big things happened in the past when these planets were in these signs and how it can get like a little fucking crazy, but then hard. It leads to really amazing life-changing things for our generation and all the generations to come. So it is a good thing, and it kind of gives a little bit of peace and ease of like, okay, it's gonna be worth it.
I think the hard part is a lot of these things are happening at the same time, and so it's we're being shoved through major shifts as a collective all at one time. So
yeah, big time.
As far as I'm gonna talk about Neptune, and you'll hear a little bit more about Neptune next week as well. But we are coming out of Neptune in Pisces, and Pisces is very like ethereal, dreamy, emotional. This is like, you've noticed a lot of people going through spiritual awakenings, mm-hmm. and we are shifting into Aries. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is all about action, mm-hmm. courage, determination, enthusiasm. They can be optimistic and honest, but they can also be impatient and moody, yeah. short-tempered, impulsive, and aggressive. And I think we see that. I mean, already kind of happening, just as everybody's kind of like the tensions are high, yeah, right now.
Totally.
But what this means, so I believe we will retrograde a little bit back into Pisces before we go full mm-hmm. into Neptune in Aries. And retrograde just means the planet moves backwards into the sign that it was in, and then it'll come back forward. And this is like, I believe that, I don't know why I wrote down April 2011. Is that the last time it happened? Some things to expect with Neptune in Aries. Again, is very similar to everything Amber was just talking about with Aquarius and Pluto. But it may lead to major transformations, including shifts in power and leadership and new creative endeavors and exploration. This could also bring different, the rise of like cult leaders and stuff yeah, like that. with Aries, I'm sure if you know an Aries, nothing is predictable.
No.
So, just major global developments, same about like AI and technology. You're going to be called to delve it deeply into like your roots and your family history and your upbringing. And then just on a personal level, Neptune provides the courage to kind of build your dreams and explore those mm-hmm. things.
It's literally the dreamy planet.
This event only happens every 165 years. And every time Neptune moves into Aries, the world hits a breaking point. The last time was 1861 through 1875. And during this time, we experienced the Civil War, American Civil War, the abolishment of slavery, and revolution across Europe and America, Russia and Japan. We're fighting to reshape their government, and then mass production changed the world forever, mm-hmm. like the technological revolution. I think we are just being called to action right now, and yeah. to be brave through these hard times, and to not be afraid to rise up and redefine leadership. Things may be aggressive. We'll feel a lot of rise in activism, and mm-hmm. I think we're seeing that right now. Totally. But there's also like radical leaders and revolutionary tyrants, and so just like the battle, kind of, I think the push and the pull between sometimes the people and the government, clashing belief systems, and just government and global institutions in general. Aries is a little less emotional than mm-hmm. Pisces, so I think just being more clear on action and less la la dreamy, and feelings, and a little bit more confrontational. So, in my opinion, I say we burn it all down and start over.
Sounds like it. Yeah. It might happen.
Yeah.
So I'm crazy. Here
for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so fascinating, like, doing this research and then, like, hearing it back, because it's been, like, 4 weeks since we wrote all this stuff down, and, like, we're already seeing this happening, and Neptune just transitioned into Aries, so it's kind of fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Really wild. So, next up on the docket this year, we have Uranus.
Yep.
Tomato, tomato. Uranus enters Gemini, and this will be an 8-year experience in the sign of Gemini. And this will happen this summer on July 7th, and we'll be there till 2033. So Uranus is the planet of sudden change, innovation, and pursuit of freedom. Fuck yes. And Gemini is the sign of they're very communicative, intellectual, they're very curious. They're an air sign and known as the twins. So there's just lots of back and forth thoughts. So the last time that we saw Uranus and Gemini was back in 1942. Through 1949. This was the early development of computers, wartime intelligence breakthroughs, new communication methods. What we can expect is revolutionized communication and redefine collective consciousness. So again, I really feel like this is happening all around us. And if you like even look further back in history, because 1942, like, that was a long time ago, but it was still kind of fresh. Like, my grandpa was born in 1940, so it's like we know people from that time, but you can even go back further. To
shit was wild in the 40s,
And that was also World War II, like happening. That's then, like, in the 40s as well.
Pearl Harbor,
So there was, like, again, more crazy war. And if you go back to the 1860s, that's when we had the Civil War. And before that was in 1770s, and that was the American Revolution. So, just like, it's fucking crazy and a little terrifying. But all of these things have brought greater changes, like much needed changes. And you could, like Taylor was saying, it's really a pressure pot, like, right now. You can feel that energy, and we've been, I think, feeling it too for the past several years. Like, we're getting to that tipping point. And going back to Pluto, like, Pluto left Capricorn, and Capricorn is about, like, our foundations and our structure and, like, family beliefs, and I would even throw in government, like, issues and things like that there too. And to see, like, how things have transformed with that over the last, I think it was like 16 years, and how much we've seen in our adult lives, and when we've been able to vote in our country, and seeing how much has shifted, and especially in the last 8 years, just seeing how that's changed in our own country and in the United States. It's fucking crazy. So hold on to your titties, friends.
Another big transit to expect on June 9th of 2025 is Jupiter going into Cancer, yes. And that will last until June 30th of 2026. So what does that mean? Jupiter is the planet of growth. I feel like you need a notebook for all this, but growth and expansion and good fortune, of abundance, Jupiter, and spirituality. Themes to expect from this transit is home and family life, just stability and abundance in your home and your family. found by investing in family and home life, ancestral connections, intuitive expansion, trusting your gut, nurturing personal growth, spiritual growth, active care, support, and protection. Expect deepened bonds with family, focus on emotional healing, blessings in the home life, and just really focus on trusting your intuition, which you should always be doing. To me, this is people connecting more into their homes, like gardening and just like making more time for family and stepping back a little bit more from career and focusing on what's fucking important right now during this shit. Like, you can't be buried with your money. So, yes, I mean, money's fake, but we have to make it to survive and for comfort, creature comforts and safety and security, but don't let it, you know, interfere with family life and time.
Totally. Yeah. Cancer is the home and it's very nurturing. So it's, I can see how Jupiter would be really happy.
Yeah.
There in Cancer. Makes sense. And I'm grateful for that energy for us.
Same.
Sweet. And how long?
Till June 30th of 26. So about a year.
Okay. Cool. Nice. Yeah. Next up, we have Saturn in Aries. And so this will be happening on May 24th.
That also sounds intense.
Yeah, Saturn is an intense planet, and Aries is an intense sign. But luckily, Saturn is pretty close in, and so it switches planets, switches signs pretty quickly, which is hopeful. So this will only be a 3-year transit, Saturn and Aries. And Saturn represents discipline, structure, responsibility, hard work. I believe Saturn is associated with Capricorn, so it's like kind of similar energies. And then Aries, like we know, they're very daring, they're very adventurous, they're energetic and ambitious. They are the fire starters, literally creating the sparks. They are the first sign in the zodiac. So looking back in history, which wasn't too terribly long, but the last time we experienced Saturn and Aries was in 96 through 99. So this was like the end of the millennium. Mm-hmm. So Saturn in Aries encourages growth through courage and accountability and disciplined action. So, yeah, we all need to be a little bit more courageous and taking that action and making shit happen. It's very supportive of what we're needing to create that change and what you can expect. This can bring on some challenges, but the rewards will create lasting change.
Okay. Are you done with that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that brings us to our next transit to chat about. And we're going to talk about the nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
My favorite.
I have it written down. So the North Node is about like your life's purpose, the direction you're growing towards, and experiences you need to learn. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's just like who you're growing into
right
in this lifetime, and like your best self is in your North Node.
So it started January 11th of this year, and it will last 18 months. It occurs every 18 years. North Node goes into Pisces. The last time it happened was June 23rd of 06 through December 18th of 07. So obviously we know that Pisces is the fantasy, empathy, intuition, creativity, compassion, emotional sensitivity, like, you know, what we love about Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's beautiful to use all of that and finding your life purpose and like being creative and compassionate and like trying to heal yourself and others. The North Node in Pisces really asks for self-discovery, spiritual growth, compassion, and personal development. Another sign, in my opinion, to kind of retreat from the cruelness of the world and explore yourself and your family and your home. With everything going on, just try to focus on your inner circle and show you can nurture those bonds of the people that are like closest to you.
I love that.
Yeah, focus on your physical and emotional health, your family. The other transits may bring some balance to the intensity coming our way, at least for now.
I love that. That's real good.
Thanks. I wrote it. Just my hot take.
And the pair with that, so there's a north node and a south node, and they're always in opposite signs. And yeah, these make transitions every 18 months.
And an opposite sign is if you look at the wheel and it's whatever's directly across. So every sign has another sign in opposition. It's like
the sister sign, the puzzle piece to
the sign. Kind of like the color wheel and having like a complementary color.
Yeah, they're very opposites, but very beneficial to one another. So currently South Node is in Virgo. Again, this happened on January 11th of 2025. And the South Node, this is like the energy from the past. It's both like in this lifetime and past lifetimes. It's the lessons that we bring into this lifetime. It's our comfort zone. It's like where we really it's our comfort. It's where we know like our best. Like we can stay there. We've got it dialed in. We've perfected this energy. It's where our natural gifts are too. So it is still a very important energy, but we want to, in our lifetime, like we're healing the South Node and letting go of things from that energy that just are not, that are holding us back from getting into our North Node energy in this lifetime. So Virgos are very precise. They are known to be like the perfectionists, the organizers. They're very logical thinkers, and they're very thoughtful as well. So
I appreciate a Virgo.
Yeah, we all like Virgo's really good energy. It kind of keeps us on our shit, and they really like take care of a lot of things behind the scenes that you may never realize, because they just have such a precise way of doing it that they can't let it go to somebody else. They have to do it themselves, which is kind of the like shadow of the Virgo, or one of the many. But yeah, it's really good, really good energy here. And what we're wanting to do, and so the thing is too with this, like we all have all these planets in our own chart. We have all, and the nodes, the nodes aren't planets, but they are points in the sky. And so we all have our own nodes in our birth chart as well that you can find. But even though you're going to have your own nodes, we're also all collectively experiencing this energy right now. We're all experiencing North Node in Pisces and South Node in Virgo. So if you have strong Virgo or Pisces placements, you're probably feeling this energy a lot more than just the rest of us, but we're all experiencing this. So looking at your life, like where do you have like this chokehold on things that you just can't let it go, or you're over perfecting things, and that where you can just really start to loosen your grip a little bit. Like not, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's I think we hold ourselves back a lot in our lives because we just need things to be perfect before we can put them out in the world. So allowing yourself to just like create for the sake of creating and like let other people experience it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like, especially I think about this a lot. I'm a Virgo rising. So this energy is definitely greatly affecting, my birth chart right now. And as a business owner and one who literally like outside my boutique, everything is created from within. And I really hold on to things until I have it just right, just perfect, when instead I could just be like, let's just make it happen. It doesn't need to be perfect. As I do things, and I tend to see how they kind of evolve over time. Like, I'm going to actually get those precise, perfected pieces by actually just doing the damn thing. So I'm looking forward to releasing and loosening those chains.
I wrote here that the Pisces Virgo nodal cycle, a big theme is again awakening, and that the veil is very thin through this 18-month transit, and more again like global awakenings,
yeah,
and people coming into themselves and their power.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you're feeling called to anything spiritually, okay, get well, curious.
My fucking veil. Yeah. Very thin.
It's very thin. Well, and you have a Pisces north node. Or yeah. Sorry, a Pisces south. Rising. Sorry.
Oh, rising.
Yeah.
Not south node.
So you're okay. You're also feeling like both of our rising signs are being directly affected in this nodal shift together. Which is kind of fun that we have opposite rising signs and how complementary that is.
Cute.
And so, yeah, we'll be a great balance. This is our year on this podcast. Yeah. And just looking back at history, the last time that the nodes were in Virgo, the south node was in Virgo and the north node was in Pisces, was all the way back to June of 2006 through December of 2007. And during this time, the war in Iraq was still pretty fresh and going on. The first iPhone was released.
Oh, interesting.
Which is interesting. Surge in social media platforms. That's like when we all really started joining Facebook. And I think even at that time, MySpace was kind of dying.
Yeah.
And we had the big global financial crisis began from... I think it was in 2008 was really like when that hit, but it was like leading up to that. And
like it's happening.
Yeah. Totally wild. There's a shift towards renewable energy and environmental awareness, especially in the United States. Like I grew up, like we never fucking recycled or anything like that.
Paper plates for everyone.
Yeah. And I lived in Germany for a little bit in 2001. And you would get fined if you didn't recycle. It's just like we're so far behind and kind of crazy to think that we were just like, oh, things affect the world. They have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what to expect during this nodal transit over the next 18 months or so, or a little less than that now, but bringing focus on global issues, compassion and creative expression, letting go of outdated patterns and imbalances to a more holistic perspective. And we are being challenged to balance our practical, analytical Virgo side with our intuitive, imaginative Pisces side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the nodes they've become like my favorite part of astrology that I've just been deep diving in. And if astrology, like, it's so overwhelming, like there's just endless things to learn. But if it's something like I've always been interested in astrology, like since I was a kid,
it's just hard to know where to start.
And so it can just be really helpful of like if any of these things were like, ooh, that was really interesting to me, like just go learn a little bit more about that planet or that sign. And just like you just got to start somewhere. And if you're really like, I want to know more, Sanctuary app is like one of the best starter apps. It has so much information.
You just click on a planet and then it'll tell you about it. Very simplified
how it's affecting you because of where it's in your birth chart and all of that. So it's really fun. And just know, like, it's kind of crazy. I've been reflecting a lot on that. Like when we first started this podcast and one of our first guests was Danielle. And when things really started to click for me in astrology, where it's like, okay, I'm starting to understand things and how much in that like 2.5 years, like since then that I've learned so much since then. Like I feel so like a medium astrologer now. Like I'm starting to really get the themes and I don't know if you have interest in it, then you can be it. Like if you are working on your own birth chart a little bit and you're just learning things. Like, you are an astrologer. We all can be astrologers. You don't have to be a know-it-all.
Stuff. I think repetition.
Yeah. And seeing how it shows up in your own life too, like looking at your own birth chart, and you really start to understand those themes of like, oh, okay, I get this now. I really
also, you don't have to care about astrology to be a witch. If this is the thing, you can definitely cast.
Also that.
But I think it gives perspective and understanding, and I think we break it down very simply and in a way that I wish I would have had, you know, so.
Yeah, and I mean, just sharing this again, it's like just to hopefully give you some peace of mind in like the current world and what's happening.
That's where I'm at.
And being able to see like these planets are definitely affecting us, and there's so much history linked to these moments in the past when these planets were here, that it's like big shit happens when planets transition into new signs.
Crystals, true and test.
So hopefully just gives you, I mean, obviously there's some mess ahead of us probably, but like,
let's be messy.
We can embrace that, remembering to like return home to yourself and focus on what matters within your own internal world. And try not to get overwhelmed by everything, one day at a time, one moment at a time. Do what you can, but do something.
Yeah, I think how it's feeling to me is I'm feeling very like excited and motivated, and like things are working out in my business. But then the world is telling you like financial crisis, like panic. And I'm just trying to be like, well, that's not affecting me right now. And I also like to stay up to date on current events and what's going on, so I'm not going to be the girl to hide in a hole and pretend like it's not happening.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's important to know what's going on.
Same.
But as of right now, I'm fortunate enough that it's like it hasn't hit here personally for me yet.
Well, and I think like to remember that we are resilient beings, and for us millennials, this is not our first fucking rodeo with financial crisis and
things craziness. Are definitely more expensive now than they've ever been, and it's a little jarring, but it's like I'm just gonna keep my head down and fucking hustle for
now. We're resilient beings. Keep like focusing on building your life and your career or whatever. Like, don't let what's happening outside stop you from your own personal growth.
Right.
Because we need more empowered people in this world, and that's how we're going to create greater change. And, you know, whether or not you're building a business or working a regular day job, however you're making money, like that doesn't have to be your purpose in life either. And so 100%. Focusing
or your
on,
worth or anything.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with
it's
your
mine,
worth.
It's mine, but that doesn't have to be everyone.
But like, create something, make something, bake something, like share your home for dinner with somebody, like that. You can create great change by being exactly who you are.
And
so what's your superpower?
Like, really focusing on community. Like,
100%.
Like, we can make change, but it's gonna have to start from within our own community. And I don't think that anything is going to happen on a big level. We're just going to have to take tiny steps and little shifts and like really support each other through this next 100%. However many years.
I think that's a good segue to your affirmations that you wrote down for us.
Oh, bitch. Yeah. I almost forgot. And then we'll pull a card. Okay. Amazing. Thank you for the reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wrote down some affirmations to kind of close out this episode with, to remind us all of our resilience and just to kind of maintain peace. And so I will repeat, or I will say the affirmation, and then I'll have you repeat after me.
Sounds great.
So we're going to take a big deep breath in.
And out.
Okay, repeat after me. I am resilient and capable of overcoming challenges.
I am resilient and capable of overcoming challenges.
And I want you to say these loud and proud by yourself in your car or wherever you're at. Yell it at your kids or something. I welcome change with ease.
I welcome change with ease.
I trust my higher self to guide me on my path.
I trust my higher self to guide me on my path.
What's meant for me will find me.
What's meant for me will find me.
I submit to the flow of the universe.
I submit to the flow of the universe.
I am divinely guided and protected.
I am divinely guided and protected.
I release fear.
I release fear.
I face adversity with courage.
I face adversity with courage.
I am brave.
I am brave.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am unstoppable in my pursuit of my dreams and goals.
I am unstoppable in pursuit of my
dreams and goals. I radiate positivity.
I radiate positivity.
I inspire others.
I inspire others.
I am an unstoppable force.
I am an unstoppable force.
I am fucking worthy.
I am fucking worthy.
I am deserving.
I am deserving.
I am capable.
I am capable.
I am in control of my thoughts and emotions.
I am in control of my thoughts and emotions.
I nourish my body and my mind daily.
I nourish my body and my mind daily.
I release all limiting beliefs.
I release all limiting beliefs.
I embrace a limitless mindset.
I embrace a limitless mindset.
I embrace who I fully am.
I embrace who I fully am.
When I am true to myself and I lead with love, I attract endless abundance.
When I am true to myself and I lead with love, I attract
endless abundance.
Abundance.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you so much for being here with us. I hope that today's episode gave you a little bit of peace and guidance on how we can be there for each other and kind of what's to come in this next year.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
I didn't pull a card.
Little parting card.
Okay. We just go with the flow here. It's fine.
Yeah, there's no rules.
I'm just going to pull one to take this, you know, into the week with you. You want to guess what card I'm going to pull?
The Empress. Okay. Oh my God, the Empress is literally on the bottom of the deck. Oh my God.
Okay.
Even after your shuffle.
Right after my
shuffle. Full body chills. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, I guess we will take her with us today as a reminder of abundance and nurturing and, you know, mothering yourself.
Jupiter and Cancer energy right there. That's the Empress. 100%. Holy fuck.
You are the Empress
I'm
of your life. Yeah, you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Go drink some water.
Go tickle a baby.
Well,
make sure you know them.
And you have consent.
And yeah. I know I will.
Bye.
Bye. This episode has been produced by my husband, Curtis Burgess.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at
Waking Up the Witch. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us at wakingupthewitch@gmail.com.
And don't forget to head over to the link in our bio on Instagram for all the ways to connect with both Amber and Taylor. And go to moonbeeswellness.com for all your self-care and witchy needs.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Ow. Ow.